So he's in quite a significant part of it, raising the status and the respect for the jobs that these people do.
Yes, yes, that is a major part. And that becomes a problem when people say that, do you want them to remain in the profession? Are you then saying, let the kids also be in this profession? Things like that. Don't you want them to get away from it? But the point is, if they're in this, doing it every day, it's not illegal in that sense. It's not something that is harming their surrounding.
And providing a service, a useful service.
They're providing that's beside that. They're of course providing a very useful service, but they're not even doing anything that's harming anybody else or harming the environment. So then they should at least get that much respect from the society till they're aware of it. And if they are secure in their job, only then their children will get an option of education and get an option of other work. If their job is insecure, then their children, there's a big chance that their children will end up in the same profession because they will not get education, and this is the easiest thing. So that is our view on it. But that point does come up, that you're trying to unionize them, you're trying to give better income to them. Does it mean that they should remain in waste collection? Because a middle class citizen would always want that, you know, human beings don't go through waste. It's visually not pleasing.